This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
The winner of the 2025 NHL Draft Lottery and the first overall selection in the 2025 Upper Deck NHL Draft belongs to the New York Islanders.
Well, the balls bounced the Islanders' way last night during the NHL Draft Lottery. Going to talk about that in a moment. Want to remind you first, though, you can join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you're going to receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. And if you're not a rider, you can still support the cause. Just donate to our team and help us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details. Joining me now on the West Her Hotline is Andrew Gross. Andrew covers the New York Islanders for Newsday. He also, he's covered the Rangers, the Devils, hockey guy all around. Andrew, it's Sal Capaccio here in Buffalo. Thanks for doing this again. I know we've had you on before. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Sal, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for having me. And yeah, it's an unexpectedly great day for the Islanders this morning.
Yeah, no doubt. So let's talk about that. The Islanders in their position. Obviously, you're hoping to get that ball fall your way. It finally does. Now they have a world of possibilities. Initial thoughts on what they'd be looking at in a draft that doesn't seem to have a clear-cut number one. This is not a McDavid-Eichel type of draft, but they obviously have their pick of anybody they want now.
Yeah, or a John Tavares draft, right? Although,
right.
I guess you could say Victor Hedman was right there, too. And, you know, retrospect, maybe you debate it, but whatever. Look, if they're sort of two no-brainers, and they're kind of conflicting here. One is, if you look at the Islanders' prospect depth, it's mainly forwards. You got Cal Ritchie in the Brock Nelson trade. You got Cole Yzerman, who, you know, everyone is around the Islanders is hoping turns into maybe 75-80% of the score Mike Bossy was with that offensive instinct, right? You got those two. You got Danny Nelson. So you're sort of set in the middle and at forward, and it's sort of a no-brainer because even though he only played 17 games for juniors this year, you know, Matthew Schaefer is sitting right there, and he's pretty much atop everyone's draft board. And if you don't overthink this, you know, not only is he considered probably, you know, the number one pick, but there's a need, too. So those pieces fit together really nicely for the Islanders. Just take Matthew Schaefer and don't overthink this, right? But the other part is you got this kid from Long Island who grew up an Islander fan just sitting there, James Hagans. And, you know, maybe he's the third ranked, but – you know, for a team that, you know, the attendance is dropping off a little bit, They've missed the playoffs 2 out of 4 years. You got to engage the fan base. That is a marketing home run if you take the Long Island kids. So, you know, he doesn't exactly fit the need they have, but, man, what a story that would be. I mean, obviously he would then be, you know, the highest picked Long Islander ever. I mean, and he's probably going to be that anyway. Mike Komisarek went 7th in 2001. So you got those two there, and but if you ask me, it's probably Schaefer for the Islanders.
Andrew, what happened to the Islanders the last couple of years? They have declined in their point total each of the last 2 years, and then they missed the playoffs this year.
Yeah, it's just a team aging out. I know, you know, you still got some, you know, 30-ish core members. You know, Matthew Barzal, he would kill me if I called him 30. You know, he's 27. But, you know, Barzy's no longer, you know, in the infancy of his NHL career. Bo Horvat's right around 30. Ilya Sorokin, you know, is turning 30. But then you just held on to the core. You know, Ryan Pulock and Adam Pellick are both at the 30 mark. And then Casey Cizikas, you know, was an older guy. It just was a team that, you know, stayed together too long and aged out and is just not fast enough for today's NHL. You got to get some younger legs into that lineup. Now, you know, they tried to re-sign Brock Nelson, who's 34. They tried to give him 3 years at $7.5 million, and he walked away from that, and they traded him to Colorado, which, you know, I think was a positive step for this franchise because you did get, you know, Cal Ritchie back, and everyone expects him to be a really good player. And he's got one NHL goal already in his handful of games, and that, of course, came against the Islanders. So, you know, maybe that colored the Islanders' view of him. But it's just a team that, you know, had its day, and that was probably in, you know, 2020 and 2021.
So are you saying, putting that together, where are they in their build? Is this a rebuild mode, or is this a, okay, we have a chance here in the trajectory, we need to start going forward?
Yeah, they do need to start going forward, obviously. Look, they're probably in a little more of a rebuild mode now. And what tells you that is they parted ways with Lou Lamoriello, because Lou, right, the word rebuild was not in Lou Lamoriello's vocabulary. He believed every single season was too precious to give up on. You always played for now. I mean, you know, obviously Lou, you know, tried to get assets through the draft, but if there was a choice between, you know, getting a first-round pick 2 years down the line or getting a veteran player for right now, Lou would, you know, opt for the latter because he always wanted to go for it. He always thought you get into the playoffs and any team has a chance. And look, Lou's track record shows you that. You know, who expected the 2012 Devils to make the Stanley Cup final, right? But no, so management or ownership finally decided that they needed a new vision here, and I think that tells you they know they got to sort of rebuild around the core of players they do have.
Andrew Gross joining us here on the Wester Hotline. You can follow him on Twitter at @AGrossNewsDay. By the way, a fellow drummer. I am a drummer as well, by the way. I'm reading that in your profile.
That's great. I mean, do you play out or?
Yeah, you know, I don't have a set like anymore in my life. But you know, it's like riding a bike, right? I mean, I've been playing since I was a very young boy, and whenever I go out, I'm at like events. I do functions. I go to charity events. If there's a band playing, a lot of times I'll sit in and play a little bit. You know what I mean?
You're doing better than me. I mean, I'll tell you, one of my favorite moments of last season was when we went to Los Angeles. The hotel I stayed at, which was near Crypto.com Arena, one of the perks of staying there was you got free tickets to the Grammy Museum, which I'd never been to. So So I went to the Grammy Museum, and on the second floor, which is, you know, if you've ever been there, that's sort of your entrance. That's the first place you go to. It's basically how to run a studio. And they had this beautiful electronic kit just sitting on a stage right in the middle of the floor at the Grammy Museum with a couple of drumsticks there. And it was like free play. You just could go and play it and listen to yourself. So my trip to the Grammy Museum was like literally playing the drums for about a half hour as, like, you know, these 5-year-old kids were like, "Hey, old man, I want a turn." I was like, "Go scratch, I'm playing."
I love that. I love that. Hey, let's go across town and talk about the Rangers. A disappointing season for sure. They make a change at head coach. Mike Sullivan comes in. What's the feeling on the Rangers and where they are and where everything went wrong this year and where they go from here?
Well, obviously not covering the team day to day anymore.
Yeah.
As an outsider, and this is hearing it from reporters who did cover the team. This is, you know, using my own eyes. This is reading other people's reporting. It was very clear that the way Chris Drury ran that team this year irked the whole dressing room. And you could see it when they played. They weren't playing. They took whole games off. Whether Peter Laviolette's voice, you know, was not effective anymore, I don't think that was the major problem. I think they were still so ticked off about Barkley Goodrow and Jacob Trouba, and also leaking, you know, the letter, you know, saying Chris Kreider was out there available. I think the whole room was so ticked off that they just stopped playing for Drury, and then you peel it back further, and of course Laviolette goes and Drury gets the extension, and he winds up hiring the coach he wanted 4 years ago before hiring Gerard Gallant. So this is, you know, in another situation it might have been the GM going, but Dolan can be strange sometimes in his loyalty, right? He stayed loyal to Isaiah Thomas about, you know, 100 years past when everyone else thought it was crazy. So I think Drew has a lot of rebuilding, you know, he has a lot of work to do in rebuilding the trust between the management office and the dressing room. I do think he's got to clean out some players and sort of give Mike Sullivan a cleaner slate here. But it was surprising to me just because Drew, you know, I mean, you guys saw him up in Buffalo. You saw what a, you know, competitor he was and how he always, as a captain, he always defended his teammates. And Drew, you know, when I covered him as a player, he had a really good sense of what made a good room. And it was really surprising to see the tact he sort of took as a GM that, you know, sort of blew up that room. Now, new year, new coach, few new players. I think you can patch up some of those wounds. The Rangers seem to be on a every other year schedule here, so it would not surprise me. You still got Igor Shesterkin back there, and maybe Lafreniere, you know, stops celebrating the fact that, you know, he got this windfall and actually becomes a hockey player again, and, you know, he starts contributing again. It's going to be a very interesting offseason for them because I do think they're going to have to make some major moves and kind of reshuffle the chairs here. But Sully coming in, that's nothing but positive for the Rangers.
And I know you don't cover the Devils anymore, but again, from the outside looking in, another team, another a year where they were out in the first round. They've only made the playoffs twice in what the last, I think, 6-7 years, it looks like here. Where do you think they are right now? A lot of talent on that team. It just seems like they can't advance, really.
Yeah, well,
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you have a healthy Hughes, maybe things are a little bit different. I still think that, you know, Jacob Markstrom was a better goalie than Frederik Andersen. It just didn't work out in that series. But, you know, I thought the same thing watching the Islanders lose twice in five games to the Hurricanes. I was like, you know, the Hurricanes goalies can be beat. They just weren't, you know. It was weird. I think the Devils are in a good place. If, you know, Jack Hughes is, you know, you don't like throwing the word superstar around, but he's really, you know, he's approaching that level. And he's a guy that could carry a team through a playoff run if healthy. They got some nice defensemen. I like all the work that Tommy Fitzgerald has done there. I think this will be a really good experience for the group, and, you know, I expect them to come back stronger next season.
Who do you like to come out of the East? Toronto with a big win last night, obviously, over Florida to start that series. We got Caps and Hurricanes, you know, obviously starting tonight.
Yeah. I do think the winner of the East will be the team that wins between the Maple Leafs and the Panthers. And we got to see, you know, how injured is Anthony Stolarz. You know, that was right. Sort of scary. He comes over to the bench and, you know, gets sick and, you know, pulled from a game. And you got to wonder about that hit to the head from Bennett and, you know, why it was
no
allowed.
No discipline, by the way. Yeah, no discipline, yeah. The league said today.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. You know, I was thinking about it today. It's like, you know, in some ways we haven't seen this kind of, you know, playoff run with a team that is just out and out, like, you know, almost, you know, just it's very Philadelphia Flyers Broad Street Bully like,
right.
You know.
Yes, I get it. Yeah,
and if you like that kind of hockey, well, the Florida Panthers are the team for you, right? So,
yeah,
it's just, you know, not to use a slap shot reference, but it's old school hockey, right, Coach? You know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you go to Andrew's Twitter feed, he's got a picture of him with the Hanson brothers right there in your profile and your banner. So I know you like it. You like the old school hockey.
Well, I mean, yeah, who doesn't like the Hanson brothers?
Yeah.
That was the day the three of them came when I was covering the Devils. They were in the Devils room. And you know, you just as a sports writer, you're not trying to be a fanboy, but I just went over to him. I was like, guys, I must watch this movie like every 2 weeks, and you know.
Yeah, for sure. And by the way, speaking of Twitter, when I typed in Andrew Gross to tell everybody, another one came up. There's a kid who's a 6'4 offensive lineman, class of 2025. It says he's a commit to Morehead State, and his Twitter is, I am Andrew Gross. Are you related? Is that your son? Is that your nephew?
No relation. No, there's, you know what? I'm finding out, you know, because when you have the last name Gross, you're like, okay, you know, if nothing else, at least I'm a little unique, right? But I'm finding out there are a lot of Andrew Grosses out there. I know there's a one guy was watching a movie, and my wife, it drives her nuts, but I always, like, I read all the credits. I like reading the credits to movies to see who's involved. And there was like one movie, the composer was an Andrew Gross. I was like, oh, that's neat. And then there's an author who lived across the river from me in Westchester, and Andrew Gross. He did, you know, a very successful novelist, you know, New York Times bestseller, would co-write with James Patterson. This is the one, and you know, unfortunately, that Andrew Gross just passed away last week. He was 72, but he was a very successful writer. And when my two daughters were little, they would just ride me incessantly. They said, you know, Dad, there is a guy with your name who's not only a more successful writer than you, but he's much better looking than you.
Oh, my gosh. See, yeah, that's what kids are for. There's no doubt about that for sure. Hey, this is great. You are a hockey historian. I love it. Lots of history between the Sabres and the Islanders. You brought up Mike Bossy earlier. Brings back painful memory of the fact I don't remember the draft, but the Sabres chose Rick Seeling, the pick before Mike Bossy in the 77 draft, right? I mean, they could have literally taken Mike Bossy. You have the LaFontaine deal. You have the Pekka deal. We can talk about that some other time. I'd love to have you back on again, buddy. Thank you so much for doing this today.
Hey, the playoffs go through June. I'm here all the time. Just it's great talking to you as well.
All right, thank you very much. That is Andrew Gross of Newsday. You can find him on Twitter at @AGrossNewsday. Check him out right there. Really good stuff, man. I love talking with people like that. Drummer, too. Fellow drummer. Didn't ask him who his favorite drummer is. We'll get to that next time. Neil Peart for me from Rush. Neil Peart. Well, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll just do a quick segment and then get to another break because Evan Lazar joins me at the top of the hour here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.